I'm Trenchcoat Mafia. Welcome to Podcast X. Illegal Batman. Well, that's what it's called, even though, you know, let's face it, Batman is such a lousy character. He really should just be, like, illegal across the board. But, yeah, this is a... Well, how do I even begin to explain this? This is a comic from, like, 1990 or so that, like, some artsy-fartsy cartoonist did that I have to admit ain't half bad because it's completely fucking stupid. Yes, I do mean that as a compliment. I'm looking at the cover now, and like all the most bizarre DC comics ever, you know, all from the mid-60s, it's got like the go-go checks on the cover. So, okay, that's actually promising right there. Yeah, you know, as far as I'm concerned, anybody has the right to make their own Batman comics because Bill Finger, the guy who actually created Batman, as opposed to Bob Kane, who, of course, just came up with the name Batman and pretty much, like, takes the credit for all the stuff Finger came up with. Now I've almost, I lost track of that sentence. But, oh, yeah, I was going to say Finger died in, like, 74 or so. As far as I'm concerned, because, you know, fuck the law or whatever. If you want to make your own Batman comics, you have every fucking right to, because the guy who created him is dead. So Batman belongs to all of us now. Yeah, I know that, like, because of Disney, there's this, you know, legal game we play here in America anyway that's, well... stuff pretty much stays out of the public domain forever now. They just keep, like, moving it up, basically, so, like, all the Disney stuff never falls into public domain, which is interesting considering the extensive use Disney has made of, like, fairy tales and folk tales and stuff that other people created who were not working for them. But hey, as we open our insane Batman story, an illegal Batman sits... See, right away, it's not the real Batman anyway. Where's the harm? This is, quote, an illegal Batman. Yeah, Batman's in his Batcave, and he's watching a video screen of a tape that was sent to him by criminals. A tape of, a young woman being kidnapped and imprisoned, and, oh, good, they locked her kids up, too. And they're cutting her face off, making the kids watch. That's pretty cool, I have to admit. In fact, that scene alone is, like, well, better than most Batman comics. Like, this level of, like, sickness and violence is, like, the sort of thing, frankly, I wish, like, they would have in more Batman comics. But, oh, no, they can't do that because, oh, the little kitties would be so traumatized. Yeah, the little kitties would eat this shit up. Come on. Yeah, so then, they're showing illegal Batman is puzzled. Okay, because any version of Batman, well, isn't going to be very bright. Yeah, he's all like, you know, why didn't they contact me through the usual channels? Then they show, like, a panel with the bat phone. Yeah, this is interesting in a bizarre way here. Bats is looking in the mirror thinking, what would it be like to lose your face? Lose it to a razor's edge. And, I got nothing because he covers up his eyes to ponder that scenario better. In fact, we have a caption here. He ponders for hours. Yeah, that's actually pretty accurate. That's like the sort of thing Batman would do. He would ponder for hours instead of, like, actually doing anything. In fact, this writer has a good feel for Batman. We're being told his life is 90% inaction. More like 99%. he never does anything. Wow. Considering this cartoonist, I'm sure, actually likes Batman as opposed to me. That's interesting. I like this. The one panel of... Because, you know, Batman's got the dinosaur in his Batcave. Batman in the dinosaur's mouth, which he would have had to, like, get a ladder or something and, like, crawl into it. And he's just, like, sitting there. Just so the cartoonist could draw a, like, panel of Batman in the dinosaur's mouth, because it's funny. Well, Yes, it is. That you know, they could end the comic right there. That is definitely one of the best bat scenes ever. Yeah, so then there's like a few pages here where the fuck is Batman doing? Oh, they show him like doing his usual bat detective shit. And then, of course, what this cartoonist does is he pauses everything to, I'm not making this up, this is in the captions. He has a blow-up photo pinned to the wall for about 5 days before he could decide what to do. And we have a panel of him staring at this big photo of, like, the castle of the bad guys or whatever. He's staring at it, and he's got his three-piece Bruce Wayne suit on, but he does still have the Batman mask. That's a good look. You know, he should go around like that instead of with the Batman costume, just because it's, like, freaky. Okay, then we're shown Illegal Batman's projection device, it's called. And it's like, I can't even explain it. It's like this big metal thing. And, okay, he like goes into it. And it, I'm not making this up. It projects him through the sky. Okay, to the castle. I know this, like, seems crazy Batman would even have such a fucking device, but you know what? Grant Morrison had Batman own a Dalek as a secret weapon. So, you know what? If he's got a fucking Dalek, he's got anything and everything. Okay, you know what? I give up. I keep saying this cartoonist. Okay, Ed Pinsent is the cartoonist's name. He was definitely high when he wrote this. I mean, the machine, like, projects Batman through the air to the castle, but, like, he doesn't appear all at once. Like, first, a big image of his face appears on the castle, and then, like, the bad guys have a bunch of henchmen with paintbrushes try to paint over the image of Batman on the castle. And they paint over it. It keeps appearing. So then they think it's like a loop of film somebody's projecting. And, he was high as a kite. There's no other explanation when he came up with this shit. Because this is just a certain level of crazy. So, like, anyway, Batman per se, as opposed to just his image, eventually, like, just, like, materializes inside the castle. But he's all white because they were painting his image, I guess. And, like, he hides in the corner and, like, wills the paint off of him because clearly that's a previously unrevealed superpower that Batman has. And, actually, this guy is proving that he is just like every other Batman writer in that he just gives Batman the whatever fucking ability he needs to keep the story going along. So, okay. And here we finally get some actual dialogue. Oh, yeah, see, he's just, like, coming up with superpowers. Here he's able to just squeeze himself under a door. Okay. Here he just walks through a door. I mean, really, he just walks through it. Batman, like the Vision, can apparently turn himself intangible. So he, like, discovers this mummy looking thing, but like it's not a mummy. They wrapped somebody up in mummy bandages for some reason, and it's a chick. The wrapped up chick is like and Batman starts to try to talk to her instead of immediately freeing her, and he just cracks up laughing like a total lunatic. Which, since I sort of see the Batman as a total lunatic, I have no problem with this. If anything else, like, that moment does prove that the cartoonist was high as a fucking kite when he put this together. And then, from within the bandages, now remember, this isn't Batman, this is Illegal Batman, we hear a voice, "Illegal Batman, my head barely stays on here." Huh? Okay, I see we're back to the LSD nightmare that is this comic. Now, mind you, he hasn't even, like, cut the chick out of this all these bandages, and she's giving, like, backstory that we were not privy to. Like, apparently, this is the chick from earlier in the story, and actually, she's telling us nothing we don't already know, really. I like this bit here. She's like, and the razor across my face! Sob, sob! But then, you know, leave it to Illegal Batman here to ruin a good story. He says, really? No, it's all false. Look, I'll show you. And he, because, you know, Batman has every imaginable item in his utility belt, pulls, like, a pair of shears out of it and, like, cuts off her, like, mummy bandages around her head. He also has a mirror in his belt that really should not have been able to fit in it, apparently. But, you know what? Fuck it. And he shows her her face is fine, which makes no sense because we already saw that she got it cut up. But you know what? At this point, I don't expect anything in here to make fucking sense anyway. You know, this really isn't all that different from like a 50s era DC Batman comic. Speaking of things not making any kind of fucking sense. Yeah, so the scene is like going nowhere. But as far as I'm concerned, the cartoonist does pull it out. Because she's asking him, what is happening, Batman? Where are my children now? Illegal Batman's like, I don't know. What I really mean is... Okay, this is classic. The damage is done. We cannot solve our sadness. What? What? We can't... What? I want the drugs this cartoonist was on, man. I mean, goddamn. And the bitch is like crying crocodile tears. He's like, remember that. And then he closes his eyes mournfully. We cannot solve our sadness. Then there's like a big silent panel where she has collapsed crying, looking like a mummy from the neck down, as Batman stands silently patting her on the head. That's it. That's the best moment of the comic. I don't even know why. It just is. Yeah, you can save a scene that's going nowhere fast with like a little quiet moment like that, I guess. So check it out. There's a team of strong arms and bowler hats, and the caption says, outside, a team of strong arms and bowler hats have surrounded Illegal Batman. Why, yes, they have, because, as this next caption says, without knowing it, he was at the top of the tower. There's a tower? He was at the top of the tower the entire time, and we see a tower that he is indeed at the top of. And he's, like, looking down at all these dudes, like, I guess there's a staircase inside the tower they're walking up? No, that would make too much sense. In fact, there you go, there's one of the dudes. And he's, like, just somehow climbing the tower with his head turned around backwards. Okay, whatever. Yeah, I guess that's what they're doing. So, okay, they're climbing the tower, and they're going to get Illegal Batman. And the caption even says, no escape route. Oh, good. He actually, the writer is being useful and, like, telling us stuff that's going to happen as it's happening. His enemies will close in over a period of several days, hoping to overcome their nemesis. And sure enough, here they are overcoming him and bind him fast. And here they are binding him and unmask his visage. Okay, here they are unmasking him. Okay, as opposed to the first 17 pages of this, this is where things get weird. But they are too late. Already, he is over their heads. Wait, what? His face is projected into the stars themselves. Wait, excuse me, but he is with the woman! The woman with no face! No, wait, you showed us she has a face. He also has his children beside him! Wait, what? Oh, man, see, this is what drugs do to the human brain. Wow. Yeah, here's how I'm taking this. So basically, yeah, he loses. They killed him, but, like, in spirit, he is still with us. Because the final panel has the captions, he is the Illegal Batman watching the city with like a spectral version, a giant version of Batman, well, looming over the city, watching it, and that's the end. And well, okay, I thought I was pro drug, but like, if taking drugs cause comics like who am I fucking kidding? This was awesome. I loved this comic. It made no fucking sense. And since I hate Batman, we basically have a story mocking Batman that is a complete fucking joke. And yeah, I can only approve. I'm going to give this a 7. This was terrific. Oh, I mean, I read that this same dude also did like a Superman comic along these lines. But Superman's sacred. Lay off Superman. But fuck Batman. Batman sucks. I'm out of here.